April 26th, live on air at noon.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, good morning. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's got these pesky clouds keeping us company here. 41 degrees. And our Thursday talk around continues our once a month chat. I always look forward to this once a month with Dominic Robert, Breckenridge, Wahpeton Chess. Good morning, young
good
man.
Good morning, Bill.
How are we doing?
I'm doing really good. Thank you.
Good. And you've got a lot coming up. We were going through your list here from Blue Goose Days to a border battle. I'm going to let you start. We'll start with Blue Goose Days. That's going to be here before we know it.
Let's do that. For those, you know, who've been with us before, you know we have a chess tournament every year, Blue Goose Days. I think it's now the third edition. Very much looking forward to it. This time at the youth shelter, amazing location. Thanks for Kathy for that as well. It's less than 2 months out, and we want to engage the community. Our winter tournament had a fantastic turnout, and we want to make sure we can repeat this. We're going to have great prizes. We will also make an effort to get some people from out of town here. I have some ideas in mind for people from both Fargo and Bismarck. Let's see if we can pull that off.
All right.
Bismarck is a bit far away. But
I like where you're heading with it, though.
Yeah. So we just kind of want to be a bit ambitious, if you will, for that, and just try to, you know, get more people in every time we have a tournament, and that's been working out so far. And of course, you know, Blue Goose Days, it's usually a beautiful day, and we'll take advantage of that.
And that's really kind of the first time people kind of get out and get into that what would you call it, a summer mood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually Blue Goose Weekend when that happens. You got to be happy with how this club is growing. We talk about it every time, but it just seems to get bigger and better.
Yeah, thank you very much for that, Bill. And truly what we're trying to do this year, and maybe that came across already a little bit, is we also try to do new things. So just a few days ago, we had our first online tournament. This time around, the first time we had five people playing online with each other. But that has mostly to do because first you need to go to chess.com, the website, and you need to sign up for our club and so on. Not that it's particularly difficult, but, you know, it's a little bit of a hurdle and people might have never done that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll work on that and hopefully can double, our amount of players next time. But it is super fun to do, I should say, just a different way to go on about it, because I do know that some of the people, they have a hard time coming on a Tuesday to the library from 5 to 7, which we usually have the first and the third Tuesday at the Breckenridge Public Library from 5 to 7. So this could be another way to engage with us and play chess with us. Yeah.
Right. And again, it must be you must be very welcoming looking at how the club's grown. You know,
Thank you. It must
be something that people feel very comfortable just walking into.
I think I agree with that. And just maybe add one more sentence here. That online tournament we actually had Scott, who I have conversations with. I don't know if he's still the North Dakota champion, but he played in that tournament with us too. And he is from Fargo, so that you can see that makes it then easier to play online. You can be from anywhere, so that's a cool thing.
Do you have a lot of newcomers coming in, Dominic? People who have never played chess and say, you know what, I just want to learn this.
I want to say yes. Now, I think the only bit of a struggle that we still have is that to get that consistent group, that the core group that comes every time. On the other hand, we have new faces practically every month that come. And I just want to make sure we capture that and make sure they come back. And that's what we're working on by providing something that people like, you know, having a great atmosphere to play in. And just fun playing chess, really.
So we're going to get to the border battle, but you had one more thing before we get to the border battle. What was it?
Yes. Now, we do have a membership program for our chess club. And for that, we have anybody who's a member gets a quarterly newsletter. And I started working on the second newsletter now that will come out in May. And there we will feature Cherik, one of our young players. Now, what first of all, he's a great chess player, so that's awesome. But also,
how old?
Ooh, now you got me. Which grade is he in? I am not. Is he 8, 9?
I'm ballpark about eight or nine.
I think so. I'm not 100%. Okay. But having said that, he over the last couple months or so, he played online chess games in a North Dakota games competition. I forgot the exact name. However, he did phenomenally, and he qualified to go to Grand Forks in person.
Wow, congratulations.
Yes,
yeah.
And there, if I remember correctly, there were 32 players, and he placed fifth. That was amazing. So he talked about this at the library a little bit last Tuesday, and I want to make sure we capture that in our newsletter. So if anybody wants to read more about that, that will be there. And yeah, that will be very, very, very fascinating to see how he did that. And I really can say that a lot of these, not just kids, but also adults that join us and play with us, I can see a lot of improvement in their play.
Right.
And that's one of my main goals, too. It's this chess club is not for me. I already know that I'm fairly good at chess, but the biggest compliment, you know, you can make me is that seeing other players have fun playing chess and also get better at it.
Would you say it's a confidence booster?
Yes.
I mean, the more people do it and the better they get, the more confidence they get with it?
No, I definitely think, I think, and I can also, you know, speak for myself too, that chess has given me a lot, not just on the chessboard, but outside. And it definitely helps when you know, oh, I'm good at something, because then you realize I can be good at many things. And that is definitely a part of it, yes.
That domino theory, you know, it affects every other area of your life. I love that. Let's get to the border battle. I love this idea. Go ahead. I'll let you take off on this.
So hopefully later this month or at the very least in May, we want to reach out to all the schools here in Richland and Wilkin County and say, hey, next school year, we want to have a tournament, a border battle to see who has the better chess players. Is it North Dakota? Is it Minnesota? And, you know, and we want to make sure we have something in store for both the schools, but also on an individual level. So the concept we have still to work on, but I know that we have great chess playing kids on both sides, and I think it will be a fantastic battle. It's just a matter of setting this up, and in an ideal world, we would love it if this could go onto the school calendars one day in the year, maybe next spring, where we say, hey, everybody who wants to participate, you get some hours off in the morning or afternoon, whenever that is, to come and play with us. That would be a fantastic event that I think the region would talk about.
I think that is a great idea. Anytime you throw down the gauntlet, you know, one town against the other, you always get a response. People will respond to that.
Yep.
Folks, if you're missing any part of this conversation, it will be available in podcast early this afternoon on our website, kbmwam.com. Dominic, always a pleasure having you in here once a month to do a little follow-up and let us know what's going on. Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you very much, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
9:16 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Cloudy sky, 41 degrees. Good morning.